Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to be joined by Cristina Rodriguez, Vice President of the Data Center Group and General Manager of the Wireless Access Network Division at Intel. Cristina, welcome.
Thank you, Allison. I'm very happy to be here.
So that's quite a title. Why don't you just start, since this is your first Chip Chat, by explaining your role at Intel?
Absolutely. So Vice President and General Manager of the Wireless Access Network Division, which means my organization is responsible for providing Intel-based solutions that enable the next generation world-class architecture of radio access network.
I'm so glad that you're here because obviously our theme for Mobile World Congress and our focus is network transformation towards 5G, and your organization is driving a big part of that. Why don't we just start with a discussion about 5G in 2019 and what you're seeing at Mobile World Congress in terms of the readiness of industry solutions?
Well, it's so exciting to see 5G, what it is right now, and see that 5G runs on Intel. Mm-hmm. This is the year, right? 2019, we're going to see deployments all over the world. And Intel is in the leadership of this tremendous transformation. 5G is going to require faster, well, always ever-growing data traffic, new use cases, new user experiences. And that is going to demand a radio access network architecture that has higher capacity, higher performance. And we are providing all the components to build, to enable, to make that possible. The world is going to see a range of solution deployments from distributed, the traditional distributed ways, virtualization, either fully or centralized, fully integrated. We're going to see macro, micro, small cells. And the service providers are looking for two things. Number one, take advantage and leverage what they have already, what the investment that they have already done in all the previous years, but also they're going to be looking to introduce and to leverage cloud-type innovations to drive flexibility and scale and enable the new use cases and new user experiences.
When we start with the radio access network, this is a point of transformation for 5G, not just in terms of the technology that it's supporting, but also in the types of workloads that we're going to be driving through the access network. Can you talk about your group's view of that transition for the access network and what kind of technology is required to drive the underlying infrastructure?
Yes, absolutely. So when we look at radio access network and the architecture that is needed, again, one architecture doesn't fit all. The network has to be flexible, has to be agile, has to scale. And we have all the products from our high-performance CPUs to our SoCs with network acceleration on it, our FPGAs. Mm-hmm. We even have now EASIC, which is another tool. We have the software, we have the storage. We have everything that combined together give the type of solutions that is needed in the architecture. We have a couple of products that we're very proud of. Number one of the things that were joined here in Mobile World Congress is SnowRidge mm-hmm. product. And the other thing that we're also showing is our product FlexRAN.
Now, SnowRidge, this is going to be one of our first 10 nanometer products coming out from Intel. Why is this chip garnering so much attention? And what is different about what we're delivering here that's got the attention of customers like Ericsson?
SnowRidge, as you said, is a 10 nanometer SoC, is targeting base stations. So this is taking Intel architecture, extend Intel architecture into the base station. It's a performance per watt leadership. You know, it's handcrafted for base station. And as you said, it's been already leveraged by lead partners. You mentioned Ericsson being already used in the architecture. So we are extremely proud of SnowRidge's target base station for control and packet processing, so layer two and above.
Now, when you look at the base station market, you just said this extends Intel architecture into the base station. What was it that enabled us to gain the trust of customers to do that?
We have worked for many years. We have worked very closely with our customers. We know the challenges they have. We know the space. And when we approach a problem, when we approach a solution or a technical problem, we look at it, the whole portfolio. What do we have? Mm-hmm. And we have tremendous amount of innovation and technology at Intel. We spend many hours and many efforts in solving those solutions and coming up with innovation and new products and to take the industry to the next level.
Now, you mentioned a number of different technologies that we're creating for infrastructure in this space, including FPGAs. Why FPGAs in this space and why do they play an important role?
FPGA give us the opportunity to have very good performance, very good functionality in a fast time to market. When you combine that with everything else, our high performance CPUs, everything else that we have to do, we have a tremendous combination of technology there.
You also mentioned FlexRAN. Now, this is a topic that we've been talking about since last year, but we've made incredible progress. Can you talk to me about the innovations that we've been driving with the industry around FlexRAN and where you consider the technology today?
FlexRAN allows to bring a cloud-type innovation into the network, right? So we're talking now about things like virtualization, software-defined network, mobile edge computing, network slicing, which all that is going to allow us to support user cases and user experiences that we couldn't do before. And the momentum is there, but also the maturity is there. We're seeing already several announcements. We're working very closely with the ecosystem to accelerate the introduction to the market.
What is the thing that you're most excited about that you've seen here in terms of the way the industry is utilizing our technology? Or can you provide some examples of innovative use cases that you've seen while on site in Barcelona?
So much going on, right? This is so exciting. This is happening. This is what we have been waiting. 5G is definitely here. And you see that, for example, some of the things that we're showing here in our booth in Intel with the different cases, how it's transforming retail, cloud gaming, industrial IoT. There's so many use cases that just a few years ago seemed impossible, and now is very much possible. We're making the impossible possible, right? And it's just fascinating where we are at this point, and it's happening right now.
Christina, one final question for you. If folks want to find out more about what we're doing in the Access Network and find out more about FlexRAN and Snow Ridge, where would you send them for more information?
Definitely go to our web pages and our sites and contact me or anybody on my team. And we're here to help and to accelerate the introduction to 5G.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today. I know you have a busy schedule at Mobile World. Thanks for making time for Chip Chat.
Thank you, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.